This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to another Muslima Writers Q&A session with me, Naima B. Robert. I am an award-winning writer, publisher, and I'm trainer-in-chief at MuslimaWriters.com. Today's question is from a sister in our Muslima Writers Facebook group. And it is a question that is very common to anybody who's actually on the writing path. And she says, writing can be quite a lonely and isolating pursuit. Do you have any advice? Well, my dear, it just so happens that I do. Okay. So the first thing that I would like to advise you is to remember your goal. Okay, Stephen Covey advised in 7 Habits of Highly Effective People to begin with the end in mind. Isolation is necessary for writing to take place. That solitude, that quiet space, that almost removing yourself from the rest of the world is necessary for us to be able to create and for us to be able to actually produce the goods, okay? Obviously, if we're always surrounded by people, if we're always busy, if we're always socializing, we will not have any time to write. So one of the things that I would like you to remember is that that solitude is a good thing. It's space for your mind to explore, to create, to work on this piece of art that you're creating. So the solitude is important. It has a purpose, a very important purpose. So we don't want to kick solitude out altogether, and we also don't want to make it into a negative thing. If you are blessed enough to have quiet time to write, to be left on your own to write, mashallah, you actually are privileged beyond measure, because I know many other sisters who have written in and said, I can't find any time to write. I'm homeschooling. I've got my kids around me all the time. I've got relatives on the weekend. I can't find any time. Ah! So mashallah, if you are blessed to carve that quiet time for yourself, that solitude, then please do take it as the blessing that it is and make the most of it. So that's the first thing. It's just a small reminder. Now, my real answer to the question is find a community. You are 100% right. Writing can be a very isolating experience, especially if you're not surrounded by people who understand your vision, who are on the same path as you. So what I would suggest is join up with others who are on the same path as you. It really does help to be in contact with, no matter how sporadically, other sisters who are on the same journey as you are, who are striving for similar goals. And there are a few ways that you can find such sisters and be part of a community, so that you are able to kind of shield yourself from some of the darker aspects or the more negative aspects of the solitude that we talked about. So the first way that I would suggest you get in touch with the community is get online. There are Facebook groups of many different shades for all sorts of different writers. I myself am part of the Muslima Writers Facebook group, so you're more than welcome to join us there. We have a membership site as well, which has its own Facebook group for people who are actively learning about writing. All the links will be in the description below. But in Facebook groups, you can read other people's writing, you can comment on it, you can post your own writing and get feedback. You can also learn, because usually in Facebook groups there are so many people posting valuable information for writers. In my own group, I post videos, I do live training, and we have so many other wonderful sisters in the group who will actually get involved and answer questions. So Facebook groups is a really easy way to feel part of a community. Social media in general, if at the moment you are on social media, maybe you're on Facebook or Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, all of those platforms have writers on them. So in order for you to kind of feel part of the community, you need to seek them out, find the writers and the editors and the publishers and follow them, and be part of the conversations, you know, see what they're talking about, you know, check out the links that they share. That also will help to combat any feelings of isolation, because you'll see that, to be honest, you're actually part of a really huge sisterhood, you know, a huge community of writers who are at different stages of their journey and are all pretty much striving for the same thing. The other thing I would like to advise you to do that you might want to try is sign up for a couple of writing-based newsletters. There are too many for me to list available online, but if you have a particular author that you like, or a particular writer's group or publisher that you admire, or any blogs actually that you follow that, you know, are teaching you, that are giving you good content, sign up to their newsletter, because that will help you to keep in regular contact with the content from the blog, and also with the people who are reading the same content as you, inshallah. There's a link to my writing newsletter down below. If you want to join that, you're more than welcome to do that. Another really cool way to be part of a community is WhatsApp groups. And this is a super cool way for sisters who usually just take it upon themselves to say, hey guys, I'm starting a WhatsApp group for accountability, for example. Who wants to be on it? If you join that WhatsApp group, you will, mashallah, find sisters who are, you know, just as motivated as you, possibly more, who are working towards the same goal as you are. So that's another really cool way to get to be part of a community. Another way is summits. Online summits are basically conferences for writers, editors, publishers, and there are several of these. Muslim Writers just held one. The Muslim Writers and Publishers Association has one every year. There's also Women in Publishing, which is a mainstream summit. But those types of events really bring you together with kind of sometimes thousands of other women who are on the same journey as you. And it's a fantastic place to make new contacts, to network, to learn new things, and again, feel part of a community. My last piece of advice is, if you can find any local groups in your area where writers are coming together, either to write or to discuss writing or just simply to network, that's another way. And if you can work that into your schedule, then that will be a nice antidote to the necessary solitude of being a writer. So I hope you found that advice useful. As I said, you're welcome to join us in the Facebook group. You're also welcome to sign up to my mailing lists to get writing tips and techniques and exercises, etc. All links are in the description. But whatever you decide to do, just be aware that the solitude is a blessing and the community is a blessing. And we say alhamdulillah for both of them. Please do like, comment and subscribe to my channel. And let me know in the comments what other questions you have so that I can answer those too, inshallah. For now, assalamu alaikum.